Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal radio show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I am Angelo Viola, and he is Joe Seth. Not to be confused with Joe. Joe Seth Gorskowski.
I don't want to talk about that.
Filling in for Stephen Labadie, who we're not sure where he is, actually.
I can find out.
Well, we should know. I mean, somebody should write this stuff down.
Right? No,
what if he goes missing or something? How are we going to find him?
Hey, I knew yesterday, but today it just left me.
Derek Brendale and Jessica Ellis on the board for The Fan. On the line with us, a couple of very interesting gentlemen. I've talked throughout the years I've been on this program. I've talked about groups of people who get together just once or twice a year, and it's a fishing trip, and they do it for years on end. I myself was part of one of these groups. We lasted 19 years. We were just short of 20 years. A group of us would go into Algonquin Park opening of trout season, and we would spend 7 glorious days somewhere in the bowels of Algonquin Park. We would change it up periodically. We would move lakes, but, you know, we'd do 3 or 4 portage lakes and then camp on a wilderness little speck of water out in the middle of nowhere. And in most cases, all of these people, and the group got up to 15 members towards the end, and all of these people would go about their normal lives for the other 350 days, and we'd only meet once a year in Algonquin Park, and it was very cool. So I've always been fascinated with that. This group we're about to speak to right now may be in the Guinness. If they're not, they should be in the Guinness Book of Records, because they are now celebrating, this year they'll be celebrating their 50th year together. And joining us now to talk to us about the group are two of the founding members. Well, not necessarily founding members, but certainly two of the longest standing members, Carl Glatt and Kevin Murphy from MGM Fishing Trip. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourselves?
Just terrific.
Fantastic. First of all, congratulations on this milestone. I know to people who have never experienced this group fishing thing, they have no idea what they're missing. But congratulations from somebody who's very familiar with those outings. Congratulations on holding it together for 50 years. That's insane.
Well, it's true. It's been a marvelous ride. And from a starting point of two of my relatives inviting myself and my cousin on the trip back in 1971, until here we are today, 50 years later, and I've never missed a trip, and neither have several other people.
Now, first of all, what does MGM stand for? That's the name of the group.
It stands for the last names of all of our relatives. So it's Murphy, as in Kevin, who's with me. Glatt, that's my last name. And then Murray, who's my brother-in-law.
That's nuts.
So we're all relatives.
That is insane. Now, do these trips, do they take place in the same location each year? Do you guys change it up? Like, what do you do?
So in 1971, we started on Dry Pine Bay up on the French River, and we're there for about 12 years. And as it's evolved, we've gone to different locations. But the last 30 years, we've been on the west arm of Lake Nipissing.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely outstanding. Now, how many people are in this group, by the way?
So there's it started with 4 founders in 1971, my dad, and I went on in year 4, my brother in year 2, and some other members along the way. And it's next year in June for our 50th, there's going to be close to 20 people.
20 people, 50 years of fishing together. That's crazy. Now, do you spend time, obviously this is all about family as well. Do you spend time together fishing other times of year, or is this kind of the highlight for you guys all together?
No, this is really a one-of event each year. Occasionally, other members go fishing actually at the same location, Kevin was there earlier this summer for a second trip with just his family. But no, it's once a year. We have one planning meeting, and then we get together. It's been 15 for the last several years, and it could be up to 20 this year.
Good for you, man. I could imagine. I could only imagine some of the stories that you guys have got from playing pranks to some of the maybe little paranoias that you find. Because, you know, when you fish with somebody, whether it's a weekend or a week-long trip, you learn a lot about them, don't you, that you don't normally get just by normal outings.
Yeah, you betcha. And, you know, probably one of the most exciting things is having new members on the trip. So when we have our prep meeting, generally in around March or April, new members that join the trip will make a short speech to go on the trip. And, of course, they're going to be on the trip. But, you know, that's having their energy on the trip is one of the – bringing the useful energy on the trip is one of the best things. So,
good for you, man. Now, I understand that there's a capsule involved in this whole thing. You're keeping a capsule?
Yeah, we – back in 15 years ago – we buried a time capsule on the shore of Lake Nipissing. We've gone back occasionally just to make sure it's still there. But none of us can remember exactly what we put into it. So we're going to open it next June, and we'll see what's in there from 15 years ago.
Oh, you guys are killing me. I love it. This is absolutely outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. We want to wish you guys all the best. Now, you have a website, which is kind of amazing in itself. You have a website that's mgmfishingtrip.com. That's mgmfishingtrip.com. I urge folks listening to go check these guys out. It might inspire you to do this for yourself. It just looks like they're having so much fun. And
anyone who has not experienced family fishing trips or any family outdoor adventure, I mean, they're really missing the boat. No pun intended. And it's just a terrific way to build family relationships. And for us, it's been, as you say, 50 years. It's quite amazing.
And the fishing becomes secondary. You learn real quick that the fishing or the fish catching part of it is totally, it's very important, but it's secondary to the relationships and the bonds that are formed during these trips. And it's fantastic. And my hat's off to you guys. 50 years. I mean it. The Guinness people should be aware of this if they're not. And good on you. Absolutely outstanding.
Thank you.
All the best for your 50th, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us on.
Our pleasure. Carl Glatt and Kevin Murphy from MGM Fishing Trip, a group of folks, mostly relatives, that got together 50 years ago and started going on a fishing trip. And their 50th anniversary comes up this summer. Fantastic. Check them out. MGMFishingTrip.com. MGMFishingTrip.com.